Good Lord, I'm blowing up on LinkedIn. Sorry.
That's for you. That's a new t-shirt. Yeah. you're listening to Knitno. Wait, that's yours. Sorry.
Welcome to Namely 90s. Wow. The podcast that takes you back to the time before smartphones, Google, and Y2K. Join your hosts as they relive the pop culture that shaped a generation and the parts that many people wish they could forget. Listen in to the conversation about how the decade defined those who spent their childhood there and how it shaped them as adults. So, turn down the grunge and dial up the internet. Let's get started. It's time for Namely 90s.
That's right. You're listening to Namely 90s. My name's Andrew. That's Brandon.
That's me. God damn it.
You can find us online at namely90s.com or on Twitter and Instagram at namely90s with a 90s. If you'd like to watch this show, we record a video version for you. It's on YouTube.
That's me.
You can find us. Yeah, that's him. Find us online there at namely90s.com/YouTube. We've tried to make it easy by just making it slash stuff. But truth of the matter is we just don't have a vanity link because we don't have no subscribers. So you can help with that.
Yes.
Rate, like, and subscribe.
The mark is higher now, too. It used to be 200. Now I think it's 1,000. So help
now
us out.
Now they hate
us. To 1,000.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Because I have that with Rewind, except I didn't realize when I started that it would just take my name of the channel, which has a W/ as with for style reasons, and just turn that into just remove all the punctuation because it's Re:Wine W/ B Schwitty, which reads as Rewind with B Schwitty. But then when it made my vanity title, it turned it into Rewind W B Schwitty, all one word. And there's like no way to make that easy to write or list. And I tried to change it and they're like, no, it has to be what the channel name is.
Yeah.
Inside baseball.
I don't recommend Re:Wine, just to be honest.
You know, that's going to be one of our future Friday episodes. We're going to do a wine colonoscopy. What's the one with the enema?
I actually remember one time wine going enema. To my grandma's old house, her farm.
And she had a wine enema.
Oh gosh, it's like you use a beer bong to administer it. Wasn't that in a movie? But it was beer, obviously.
In an American Pie, probably.
This is becoming pretty lowbrow. Are we like Joe Rogan or something?
Your grandma,
like, oh, beer bong rectally.
Your grandma.
Yeah. Oh, my grandma. Yeah, they were cleaning out her farmhouse. She's alive. Don't worry. But she was moving out.
I was like, did I not?
And they like found a bunch of raisin wine in the basement or something. Apparently it was horrendously bad, which is not surprising considering it's raisin wine. Ugh. Yes, raisins come from grapes, but no.
Yeah, there's like a specific sweet wine style where you like let the grapes turn into raisins and then make wine out of it, but it's like a very specific thing and done.
This is like Montana basement raisin moonshine wine. I mean, this is not going to be good.
Yeah,
it's like a bathtub mint julep.
Mm. That's a bathtub that you
take. Was from The Simpsons.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's been over almost a year at this point since I watched all of The Simpsons in a row, which is not an easy feat to say.
I'm telling you, that Charmed rewatch is just taking up all your time.
Mm-hmm. And that's Charmed reboot, not the original 10, 12 seasons. So how was your Easter?
It was good.
Yeah.
I probably worked, I think. I imagine.
Kids have a good time.
Oh yeah. Easter egg hunt,
Easter
fake
bunny
grass
visited.
That my cat probably ingested it and developed a gastrointestinal disturbance. Most Easters that go by.
Nice.
Did you do anything for Easter this year?
Yeah, I drove out to Phoenix, or not Phoenix, Tucson area, Arizona, to visit my aunts who have all retired, except for the one that lives in Washington. They've all retired and moved into like the same, I think it's a 55 plus community in
Did you see a UFO when you got there?
I actually managed to see there are like five lights, but I kept yelling there are four lights, and they kept telling me there's only five light. There are five lights, so that was a whole ordeal. But yeah, it was. I'm currently there right now, enjoying myself. So I got to see my
currently
niece
there
and nephew.
Nice.
Yes, my niece and nephew came down because it's their spring break. And everyone's vaccinated except for me, so everyone gets to go out and do things and then potentially bring a virus back to me staying at home.
So you have to quarantine yourself for 26 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So it, fun times all around. Yeah. Also, Black Widow.
I just have to point out,
yes,
at this time, there's probably like 20% of the U.S. population that's fully vaccinated, and yet the second entrance to the grocery store by my house is still closed. I'm just going to throw that, like, come on, open the second entrance already. I've been talking about this for months.
Yeah. Well, clearly they get the feed from Florida, where everyone's currently actually spring breaking right now, like partying and swapping things without masks or condoms. And yeah.
Yeah. But the good news is, all of the grocery stores in Florida only have one entrance open. So that'll counteract the all virus. Of that. Yeah. So it's perfect. It's perfect.
Actually, good news. By mid-April, all Californians over the age of 16 will be eligible for the vaccine. It jumped from 50 to 16, which I'm kind of upset about. But I'm excited to be eligible for the vaccine.
Washington's finally. May 1st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's, Washington's going to be May 1st.
Surprising.
So, yeah.
I'm surprised.
That's later.
I thought that would be earlier. But
especially because Bill Gates lives here.
Yeah, and he's putting the microchips, the silicon, he's putting the large microchips into your body. Like,
other than my strong desire to buy a bunch of Microsoft products, I feel just fine after getting my vaccine.
Yeah. Remember those SIM cards that you put in your iPhone? You just swallow a jar full of those. And then it runs off of your own internal electric power, like a potato clock.
That's exactly how it works.
Should we go travel back to the time before microchips were the size of nano chips?
This is episode 45, April of 1998. Take it away, Brandon.
Also, you know, this is our first April episode, so isn't that exciting? It's been about a year since we conceived this concept, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was also our first every month episode up until, you know what I mean?
No.
Like, we started last year in May, so every month that we've done an episode has been the first time we've ever done one of that month.
That's true.
I know it was a segue. I'm just being a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying, I mean, it's not a segue. This is actually me blocking your segue, but I'm just, it's the first time we've done April. This is the last month that we haven't even touched in the course of our podcast. So now we've done
an episode because it'll be May soon.
Yes. In four episodes, we'll be in May. And you know what else is in May? The 1 year anniversary spectacular that we're going to be doing for Namely 90s. So if you're a Namely 90s fan or someone that has a podcast that just wants to get a shout out, shout us out by submitting some audio file and we'll play it for you on our episode and congratulate
us. Hey guys, I love your podcast. Keep up the good work. Woo.
Yeah. Congratulate us and pretend like you've listened to episodes before. And tell the actual fans out there that want to submit something, tweet at us. Just tweet at us and we'll let you know how to get in contact with us. And if you can't tweet, we have an Instagram and a Facebook as well. But let's take you back to April 1998. On the 3rd, Paris Jackson, daughter of Michael Jackson, is born. Apparently she just dropped some music a month or two ago. Good for her. On the 9th, Elle Fanning, actress and Dakota Fanning's sister, is born. I think
she was a guest star in House, just that, so you know that.
I'm not shocked. But she was it Dakota or Elle that was in the movie with Denzel Washington that you like? Man on Fire.
Denzel.
Man on Fire.
Is it Man on Fire? Is it Dakota or Elle?
And
Dakota.
Wasn't there also a very similar movie to Man on Fire starring Elle Fanning instead of Dakota Fanning with the exact same premise and Denzel Washington? Or maybe that's just me misremembering things. On the 17th, Linda McCartney, wife of Sir Paul McCartney from the Beatles, dies of breast cancer.
Oh, thanks for clarifying.
At 56.
Did you know that Mary McCartney, his daughter, has a show on Food Network? We're not being paid by them. Don't worry.
But, I did not. What's your show about? Sorry. About is that Paul McCartney? Is that Paul McCartney of the Beatles?
Yes. Ah. It's called Mary McCartney Serves It Up. It's actually a dance competition. No, I'm just kidding. Apparently, it's Mary's Easy, Elegant Cooking. Mary McCartney, a passionate vegetarian, mom, photographer, and writer, cooks incredible, I almost said inedible, easy meals for her famous friends and fascinating guests. Mary shares every step of her get-togethers, from invitations and shopping to cooking, eating, and making memories with her guests. Her recipes range from breezy and casual, much like me, to effortlessly elegant, also like me, but they're always simple, authentic, and foolproof.
That makes sense.
She starts out by telling all of her guests she's vegetarian as the very first thing she says when they walk in. Just does CrossFit.
And then she follows up by saying, I'm not judging you for not being vegetarian.
But and then proceeds to eat fish anyway, which makes no damn sense.
Pescatarian.
No, that's not true. I don't know if she eats fish. She might eat fish.
On the 18th, Peyton Manning is drafted in the first round by the Indianapolis Colts. Peyton Manning.
Good choice.
Yes. He was in that funny SNL skit with him. On the 22nd, Disney's Animal Kingdom opens at Walt Disney World Resort. And some TV premiering on the 4th. We have Cat Dog on Nickelodeon right after the 1998 Kids' Choice Awards. On the 6th, we have the Teletubbies premiere in the U.S., and on the 13th, Love Boat, The Next Generation, on, I believe it was UPN. And the only reason I included that is because we did that in the
Next
game.
Wave?
Yes, Love Boat, The Next Wave, which is a Next like Generation
the Star
style.
Trek Freudian slip there.
Oh, did I say The Next Generation? My bad. Yeah. It is, everything's the next generation. The Degrassi, the next generation. Star Trek, the next generation. There was something else, the next generation. House, the next generation. In the box office, we have the third.
Love Boat Voyager. No, I'm just kidding.
There's a whole Love Boat, just like extended universe where Love Boat Enterprise. Love Boat Discovery.
But it's got a female captain.
Yes. Love Boat Picard. And you're like, wait, what? Starring William Shatner as Jean-Luc Picard. You're just kind of like. Oh, speaking of which, Jessica Walter died today, the day that we're recording. Sure. She was the mom, Lucille Bluth.
She's the one from
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
Yes. And she was also the mother. Is she
the one where
Archer.
I see that? There's that meme of like, where she's like, how much could a banana cost, Michael? $10 or something like that.
Yeah, that one. That's
it's
her.
A banana, Michael.
Also, another good one is, here's $20. Go see a Star Wars.
That reminds me of another show that I don't even know if it's related or not, but I'm just thinking about it. People have been really into this Schitt's Creek show for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Do you?
It's in my queue. It's in my queue. I haven't seen an episode. No, I hear it's really funny.
I don't get it. Like, I don't. Okay, here's the thing. I dislike everything.
Yes.
When I watch it, I've watched a little bit of it. I didn't dislike it. I didn't think it was funny. But maybe I need to watch more. I don't know. But it just reminded me of that show. I think there's a lady that looks kind of like the lady from Arrested Development in it.
Well, that's Eugene Levy's son is the one that wrote that. He's one of the gay men in the show.
Right. One of, yes. I don't know. I've watched like three episodes with my parents. And I think there were early episodes.
There are a couple.
I just didn't get it.
I haven't seen any episodes, but Eugene Levy's son, don't remember his actual name, was on SNL. I think he was one of the last hosts on SNL. So
yeah, it's like a smash hit. I gotta check it out.
A smash hit that's only being just discovered in its like fourth season.
Exactly.
In the box, it's in my queue. In the box office on the third, we have Barney's Great Adventure, which is based off of the TV show Barney. That's the one with the big yellow bird, right?
Sure.
On the third, we have Lost in the Space, which is a reboot movie of the original 1960s series.
Reboot alarm!
On the 10th, we have Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain. Also on the 10th, we have City of Angels, which is a really weird movie that I saw once on TV. And also on the 10th, we have The Odd Couple 2. Finally, on the 17th, we have Major League Back to the Minors, which is the third in the series.
The Next Generation.
On the Billboard charts for the first week, we have at number one, All My Life by Casey and JoJo. And that goes until the last week, which is where it is usurped by Too Close by Next. Also, continuing on for the first week, we have number four, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Number five, No, No, No by Destiny's Child. Number seven, Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. Number eight, Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith. Number 12, Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Number 16, You're Still the One by Shania Twain. Number 17, I Want You Back by NSYNC. Number 19, Together Again by Janet Jackson. And number 22, How's It Gonna Be by Third Eye Blind.
And now, a reading from the Book of Jewel. I am patient. I am patient, but do not push. For it is silently my heart will break. One night, and with no words, you will find me gone come morning. So she's like, I'm patient, but not if you like push that slightly. Basically, is what she's saying. Like,
push what?
Define the patience.
Push it
really. I thought she was saying, I am patient, like a caveman or something, or cavewoman, cave person. But no.
Are they patient?
I don't know. It could be. That's how they get their prey when they're hunting, I imagine, by patience. They're chasing after like a mastodon with a spear. I don't think that's going to be very effective. Is a mastodon a real thing?
Yes.
Is that from the Flintstones? Okay.
Power Rangers.
Thanks, Jewel.
Thanks, Jewel. And now back to the show. Anywhere you want to go?
Ooh. Let's see, boy.
I know where
this
I
is a
go.
Rough one for me. I don't remember all that stuff. Where I'm going to defer to you on this one, frankly.
Well, the big one to talk about is Lost in Space, and because as I was watching the trailer, I watched the trailer for Lost in Space. I guess I should have you watch it before we started.
I'm currently watching it. Actually, I'm currently watching an American Express ad, but.
Got to get that YouTube red. But as I was watching it, I was like, Matt LeBlanc was in this, who was Joey at the time on Friends.
Oh, freaky.
And then I was like, oh, yeah. And the freaky deaky girl was Lacey Chabert, the creepy sister who talked like this. And then those are the two that I remember being in the movie. And then as it was going on, I'm like, holy crap. Heather Graham is in this as I don't think she's Penny. I think she's Judy. And then Gary Oldman's in this as well. And I believe he's the evil scientist, the antagonist, Dr. whatever his name is.
As scientists are.
Yes, always evil. Now, I swear we've...
Is it the kid from Malcolm in the Middle?
It looks like Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle. I don't think it is, but it looks like it. Is it? Okay, it might be.
I was going to say.
You can Google it. I didn't IMDb that.
I'm Googling the S out of it.
But, like, I remember seeing this, and I liked it. I liked it. And the thing about it is that they rebooted the robot, because they originally had, like, they had the original robot in it, too, which was somehow inside the frame of the new robot, I think. Which was much more like...
It is not that kid, by the way.
I didn't think
so. He first became active in 1998 in the movie Armageddon, which is consequently a space movie, but not this space movie.
Yeah. Lost in Space. Did you ever see this movie?
No, but apparently I've now seen the trailer. So.
Yeah.
Who is this guy with the blood?
It's...
it looks really bad.
Oh, it's so bad. But the original Lost in Space was campy. So I don't know if it gets points for being campy, you know,
it just looks like one of those movies that, like, I can't imagine having to act in a movie like that. It just feels so embarrassingly cheesy, but they have to take it so seriously. You know,
you've shown up, you're there for the paycheck. But yeah,
exactly. Which Matt LeBlanc did not need in 1998. Let me just make that.
But okay. So two episodes ago, we mentioned the movie Ed, which I thought was Ed TV, different movie. Ed was the one where Matt LeBlanc adopts a monkey or something like that and plays baseball with him. Oh
gosh, you know how I feel about monkeys.
Yes.
As soon as you add a monkey, it's like jumping the shark. Oh, I typed in Ed and it came up with articles on erectile dysfunction.
Wow.
I'm going to type an Ed movie, but I'm worried I'm going to get an ED movie and I'm a little bit frightened.
I wonder what you've been Googling in your spare time.
Not a monkey. That's another shirt.
You're going to have to write down all these shirt ideas and then we'll just make them.
There was also a monkey in House. Actually, it was like a chimp. This is like a...
Well, it is a
gross.
I think it might be a chimpanzee. It's not a
monkey. You're right. It's a chimpanzee in Ed, but it's like a tiny monkey in Friends.
Right. Oh yeah, there is a monkey in Friends. Marcel.
I swear to God, there's a hat with ideas in it. They're like, someone bring the hat out, and someone pulls out, add a freaking monkey. I'm just that's add a freaking monkey. That's the shirt.
Good and a good trope. But yeah, Heather Graham in the 90s. Being in a family-friendly space movie, that's curious. Because the last thing I remember her being in was, like, in 94, she was in Boogie Nights. Anyway, it was an interesting, like, and Lacey Chabert, seeing her in her creepy, like, goth makeup, hair, and weird-sounding voice.
What's she from? Originally, like, what's her main thing?
Well, for you, it would be the season one voice of Meg in Family Guy.
Okay.
But she was from Party of Five.
Shut up, Meg.
And, yeah, I remember watching this movie. I remember liking it at the time. It's just having now seen the Netflix version of Lost in Space, that is so good. It doesn't do the camp angle, but it's like an actual serious family sci-fi drama, and it is quite exceptional, I must say. But I think I've mentioned that before on the podcast.
Does Lacey Chabert kind of look like Jennifer Love Hewitt? This is freaking me out.
Yes. But Jennifer Love Hewitt was also in Party of Five.
Oh.
Right? Pretty sure.
I have no idea. Party of who?
Party of Five.
I know it's a show.
Yes.
Right?
It was like five kids get orphaned. One's a baby.
I don't know anything.
It was a 90s show.
Yes. Jennifer Love Hewitt. You're right. Nice one.
And Lacey Chabert.
Nev Campbell, Lacey Chabert, Scott Grimes. Didn't know that. Also from ER.
There's like a 4-year age gap, 5-year age gap between those two. Jennifer Love Hewitt. And
teen drama. Oh, Scott Richard Wolff. Yeah, I know that guy.
Well, oh,
Matthew Fox is in that.
Who Party knew? Of Five. Yeah, I've never seen an episode, but I think I know the premise and kind of that's the Lacey Chabert show.
Six seasons on Fox.
Wow. Shocking. It was on Fox. So going from something Fox to something that's now owned by or something that now owns Fox. That was a rough one. The Animal Kingdom at Walt Disney World. Animal Kingdom is a zoological theme park at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. And this is the fourth kingdom that they opened up out there.
I would just like to say that zoological theme park sounds like a euphemism for a place where dinosaurs will freaking eat you.
Well, so that's the thing. It was like Jurassic Park. It wasn't as big of a zoo. They had like open nature preserve type things. They tried to be as I don't know what the right term is, but like animal conscious as they could when making this animal prison theme park. And
they also hired Samuel L. Jackson to work in the control room with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Right. There's a big tree in the center of the park. So one of the last times I was at Disney World was after this opened. So I've been to the park. A Bug's Life, I think, had a attraction in the tree, which was like the centerpiece of the whole park. They built this giant tree of life. And it's kind of cool. But I heard they've now turned it into Avatar Land or something. It's supposed to be like one of the trees from that Avatar movie that apparently is getting four sequels now from James Cameron.
No.
Yeah, that's been in the works for like a decade. I don't know why people loved it so much. I've seen the movie, but
I fell asleep. In the theater. I have a good explanation. It's because we saw the 3D one, mm-hmm. and I get motion sickness, so I had to close my eyes. And I literally fell asleep during Avatar.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Just gonna throw that out there. Yeah.
Since you are a veterinarian, we should talk about Cat Dog. Did you ever watch Cat Dog on Nickelodeon? It was a...
No, but I saw commercials for it because I watched Nickelodeon at the time.
So the series follows the life of conjoined brothers of different species, one half of the resultant animal being a cat and the other a dog. So the anatomy is...
Oh, I'm sorry, are we not using the term Siamese anymore? Is that not
Well, not they're appropriate? They're not Siamese because... Well, yes, is inappropriate, but it's...
I know.
It's the top half of a cat and a top half of a dog, and they meet in the middle, and that's where they connect. There's no bottom half. So my question is,
where do they excrete wastes?
That is the common question people ask. And you're a vet, so I'm going to ask you.
I would guess that they have like a shared, yes, in the middle somewhere. Mm. It's like that movie Evolution where they shoot Head and Shoulders into the bottom of the weird like alien that's crawling around the planet.
Well, I believe they have spots. I think I haven't seen Cat Dog in a long time, but there are spots on the thing. Maybe one of that's just a huge gaping anus and we never realized.
Let's assume that. I like how they never address that aspect, though. They're like, it's just a cat and a dog. It's fine.
It's now canon. Well, the dog, I believe, coughed up fur balls at one point, which means the digestive tract goes. Well,
my question is, like, do they have four kidneys, or do they share two kidneys, or like, do they have one liver or two? Because there's enough abdomen where I feel like you could have two sets of organs. So that's a little bit confusing. And like, so the dog can have Tylenol, but the cat can't. So can they? Can the dog take Tylenol, but the cat can't, or vice versa? It's very confusing. By the way, never give your pets Tylenol. Dogs really should not have it, but cats definitely can't have it. They will die. What?
So
also, don't use any over-the-counter meds for your pets. It doesn't work. That's except Benadryl.
But only if prescribed by a doctor or vet.
Yeah. Same difference. Not really. You forgot to put doctor in air quotes. No, that's me. I am a doctor of animal health and healthcare. I just made that up. I don't
know. Animal health and healthcare. Yeah. So
that's what it says in my certificate or whatever.
So we've solved the mystery. Cat dog poops out of the bottom spot on its body. That's just actually a large prolapsed anus.
Yeah, well, and like birds just have a vent. So I imagine cat dog just has a singular central vent.
And by vent, you mean cloaca?
Yeah. So it's like, how are you supposed to clean that up? Ugh. I don't know. Did you watch that show?
I remember watching it as a kid. I liked it as a kid. It's now too creepy for me. Some of the old animation styles I don't like anymore. Understand why it's my like parents that movie, cringed.
What movie was it that it reminds me of?
It's like a Pet Cemetery. Movie.
No, The Human Centipede. But backwards. And animated cat dog. I don't know. It's very... I feel like... Although it's supposed to be like this kind of lighthearted thing, I feel like they were created in like some sort of maniac's lab and then he decided to make a show off.
I was not ready for that one. Yeah. All right. So cat dog has a cloaca, which is the bottom spot and in the center of their body. That you heard it here first, people. This is true veterinary science at work.
Yeah.
But I think that does it for this week of Namely 90s, unless you have
Three
something
Ninjas
else.
Voyager? No, I don't want to talk about that. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I think we should just talk about the Three Ninjas in the future. I don't remember much about it other than the fact that I really loved the Three Ninjas movie back then. And it was like a knockoff Karate Kid because they also had a weird looking Asian man playing a pseudo Japanese mentor role, which also was their grandfather, but they were all white kids. So
classic.
Yeah. But I don't know if anything I just said is true at all. So, you know, we'll need some more research before we go back into that. But I guess that's it for this week's edition of Namely 90s. Remember, you can find new episodes out every Monday. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Namely 90s and 90s, or find our personal accounts at Beachwitty and at Namely Andrew, and tell us on Twitter and tell us what you want us to talk about on future episodes, or come and just talk about what we talked about this episode. Do you remember something more about Galaxy Quest, which is not something we talked about today? Lost in Space? Let us know. Or if you want to talk about Galaxy Quest too, I'm down. I just watched the Everything Wrong With CinemaSins video. You can also contact us through our website, namely90s.com. And remember, you can give us some shout outs for us to play on our 1 year spectacular extravaganza. We'll figure it out. Don't worry. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Danger Will Robinson, Deezer, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcasts at. I'm Brandon. That's Andrew. And we will catch you next time.